Well, you've heard the propaganda that abortion is health care. You've heard the propaganda that abortion is treatment for women's reproduction. These are all lies. We're going to be talking about that today as we debunk the pro-aborts of TikTok. And I'll have an update on the constitutional amendments in the states of Missouri and Florida. So stick around. All right, friends, thanks for joining me here. I'm Mark Harrington, your radio activist. You can pick up the program on all the popular podcasting platforms and follow me on social media. And today we are going to be talking about pro-aborts of TikTok. And if you subscribe to TikTok, which I think is a dumpster fire, to be honest with you, but hey, a lot of people do. A lot of people follow TikTok and post stuff there and you know, watch videos and stuff. And so there's all kinds of material, content on TikTok, especially leftist propaganda, including pro-abortion people. And so we do something on the program every once in a while, a regular feature of the Mark Harrington Show, the pro-aborts of TikTok. And we're going to take a couple of those clips and play them for you, and then I'm going to debunk them. And then I'll give you an update later in the program about what's happening in some of the states that are looking at constitutional amendments on abortion. So let's start out. This is pro-aborts of TikTok. Here's someone talking about, they said they're pro-life. Well, here's the question. Are they?
I am pro-life in the sense of I'm not bringing a baby into a situation that it is not going to have as much possible resources.
She's got a point.
For growth and like support as possible. So right now, if I don't have a job and health insurance and no, right. I'm not having a kid. And right. That's me being pro-life. Right.
Well, there's a couple of things here. First of all, she's redefining what pro-life is. That's not pro-life. Pro-life is everything has to line up. And if it doesn't, I can kill my baby. That's not pro-life. That's pro-abortion. That's why I don't really like the pro-life label. I prefer anti-abortion. It's very precise. We are against abortion. Pro-life, everybody likes to throw in everything they can think of, including the kitchen sink into that term. Pro-life means you're anti-war. Pro-life means you're anti-Second Amendment. Pro-life means you're for all the programs you can imagine, government programs, social programs, all of that kind of stuff. And therefore, it's lost a lot of its meaning. And she's a perfect example of it. She talks about how the circumstances have to be right for her to have a child. She calls them a kid. It's a little bit dehumanizing. They're children. They're not kids, but they are children. And she also referred to them as it. Again, dehumanizing language. Probably didn't know she was doing it, but that's the way it is. But she talked about the circumstances had to be da-da-da. She said da-da-da-da. All these things had to be lined up in order to have a baby. Well, you know, that's not really how it works. Although I do commend her at least thinking about how she wants to plan her family. Planning your family does not include killing children. Planning your family means maybe if you're not married, you don't have sex. I mean, how's that for a start? Maybe that would be a good place to begin, you know, because consent to sex is consent to pregnancy, because when you have sex, you might get pregnant. So if she really wants to plan her pregnancies and her family so that these certain things are lined up, then maybe she should just abstain. It's possible. We're not barnyard animals. We're human beings. We're capable of actually restraining ourselves. So this is what she, you know, this is very common that, you know, you don't want to bring a child in the world if it's not perfect situation. Well, there's never a perfect situation. And if that's the standard, then why don't we just start killing born children that are in imperfect situations? They don't have all the right circumstances lined up. Well, no one would advocate for that. Why? Because they're born, and we see born children as valuable as humans, and they are one of us, where we don't see the unborn as that. So that's her position. Again, pro-aborts of TikTok, the idea that you can be pro-life, but you want abortion. That one doesn't work. All right, next one. is about the position that the abortion pill, that is mifepristone, is safer than Tylenol. Go ahead and play that clip.
Breaking news on this first day of Women's History Month. The New York Times today reported that CVS and Walgreens are going to start dispensing mifepristone outside of their pharmacies in a select number of states. This is a huge win for access because despite mifepristone's history of safety data, it's safer than Tylenol. It has been highly regulated and could only previously be dispensed by certified pharmacies, by certified prescribers. And although Walgreens and CVS will not be distributing by mail, they're going to start distributing out of their pharmacies in New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, California, and Illinois. And CVS will start dispensing out of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. But don't forget that with a prescription, certain online pharmacies can still mail mifepristone to all 50 states.
There you go. So here you go. She basically says that mifepristone, which is the abortion pill, is safer than Tylenol. And I would say this. Safe for whom? Safe for the baby? Because it certainly is not safe for the baby. The baby's not even figuring in on this equation. She's just talking about the mom. The mom, it's safer than Tylenol. It's not safer than Tylenol. You're basically delivering a baby dead into a toilet. How is that safer than taking Tylenol? What a lie from the pit of hell, right? And it's certainly not safe for the baby who is suffocated by the abortion pill. And so, again, this is just another euphemism. Used to say safe, legal, and rare. Now they lost the rare part. They just want the safe and legal. And how mifepristone being dispensed by CVS and Walgreens is revolutionary. It certainly is that. The idea that now you don't have to go to a standalone abortion mill, brick and mortar, and meet with a so-called physician, which is an abortionist, a child killer, to be dispensed the abortion pill, somehow a good thing. Now all the pharmacies in America are going to become abortion clinics. That's basically what's happened. And they're going to deliver their children in their living rooms or their bathrooms or their apartments and toilets and so forth. And now the children will become part of the sewer system. It is true that the sewers of our cities are running red with the unborn. When 63% of the abortions that are committed in the country are committed using the abortion pill. And then finally, she talks about how you can get the pill by mail in all 50 states. So that's a bigger problem than the whole CVS thing, because now you just mail order, it shows up at your door and you kill your baby. So I don't know how this is safe for women, certainly not safer than Tylenol, and is definitely not safe for the baby. All right, next one is about treatment. We hear this a lot, that women in states where abortion is restricted or banned can't get the proper medical treatment, i.e. abortion. Go ahead and play this clip.
If you know this, but a few weeks ago I learned that, against all odds, I am pregnant. Many of
against
you know that
odds?
I had kind of a rough journey.
Did she have sex?
I had my first miscarriage more than 13 years ago, and I have been That's pregnant many times since then. Twice I was lucky enough to successfully carry to term, and I have two beautiful, healthy little boys. But now I wish I could tell you otherwise, but after numerous ultrasounds and blood draws, we have determined that my pregnancy is once again not progressing and is not viable. I don't know how many of you have been unfortunate enough to experience a miscarriage before, but I am not interested in going through it unnecessarily.
Now, at one level, obviously, we can feel some compassion for this young lady who has experienced miscarriage before. And so we understand that. I understand that. My wife and I understand that. We've had three miscarriages, and there are a lot of people who have had. But there's a big difference between miscarriage and purposely going in to the mother's womb and dismembering the child, intentionally killing them. There's a big difference. Morally and also just physically speaking, the dismemberment of a baby is a very violent thing for the unborn, of course. It's also violence towards the woman. So we can understand the trauma that is brought about by miscarriage. It's hard for me, at least, to comprehend how someone who can have, as she said, two healthy children, two healthy sons, to know that the child within her is also one of her children, but yet to say it's okay to kill them. I don't get that one. What is she going to tell those two sons later on? Oh, your third sibling, you know, I did away with. That's a difficult one. And the idea that this is somehow treatment, you know, treatment by a physician is intended to heal, right? Not harm. Abortion is not treatment. Abortion kills. Abortion murders. Abortion dismembers an unborn unborn baby. It is certainly not treatment, and it is not humane. The answer to this situation is for this woman to do the hard thing, and that is allow the natural process to take place. If that baby's going to miscarry, then so be it. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. But we do not have the right to kill that child. And she should, with the proper physician oversight and care, be, you know, watched and through the process and deliver that child. And if the baby dies naturally, that's just the way God intended it, as difficult as it is. But it's a heck of a lot better than killing the child. All right, next clip is about the so-called six-week abortion ban in Florida. Again, these are pro-aborts of TikTok. Go ahead and play this clip.
It's April 1st, 2024, and you may be hearing that there's a six-week abortion ban in Florida, and that's not true. Yet.
That's right, it's not
true. Yes, it is true that the state Supreme Court will allow a six-week ban to go into effect, but that's not for another 30 days, which means not this month of April. That's devastating. It's, we can talk all day about that, but I just want to clear that up because you're going to hear a lot of stuff. You may also hear about a ballot measure that they are going to allow to be put this to a vote that could actually protect abortion rights. So as of today, April 1st, you can get an abortion in Florida up to 15 weeks. You can also get a pass out if you travel, and in all 50 states, you can get abortion pills.
All right. So here's the thing. She talks about a six-week ban. Let's be clear about something. The Florida heartbeat law is not a six-week ban. It is a ban on a child who has a detectable, and that's the important word, a detectable heartbeat. Now, the heartbeat can be detected around 6 weeks. That is true. But normally, a woman doesn't even know she's pregnant until 5 weeks, right? And she doesn't go to the physician until 6, 7, or 8 weeks. So it's more than likely that most of these the children with detectable heartbeats are going to be 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks, 11 weeks, 12 weeks, like that. But they want to talk about the six-week ban because they want to scare people into believing that, oh, you're going to be getting abortions before you even know that you're pregnant and stuff like that. This is just fear-mongering. It's not accurate, but you see it all over the media. Remind people it's a detectable heartbeat. It's when the child's heart can be detected on an electroencephalogram. That's how it works. So it's not at 21 days. That's when the heart actually does begin to beat, but it is not detectable until later in pregnancy. So she's got it wrong here. She talks about how devastating it is. Well, it didn't sound so devastating. You can go and get the abortion pill sent to you by mail. So how is that devastating? All right, next clip. This is another take on the so-called six-week ban on abortion in Florida. Go ahead and play this. This, again, pro-aborts of TikTok. Go ahead.
Hearing some happy and exciting news coming out of Florida, which is that abortion will be on our ballot this November.
What?
Happy and exciting news. I don't know about you, but nothing makes me happier than having an abortion amendment on the ballot that legalizes child killing up to birth. That's exciting and that's happy. How twisted have we become? Go ahead and play. Continue on.
Vote on abortion rights in Florida this year. There's also some very, very bad news that came out the same day that we need to be talking about. The same day that the Florida Supreme Court voted that we could vote on abortion this November, they also voted to enact a 15-week ban, which then triggers a six-week ban that will go into effect 30 days from now on May 1st, 2024. Our Florida Constitution has a right to privacy clause, and that has previously been used to strike down abortion bans and uphold the right to abortion in the state of Florida. And that has just been struck down, which will trigger a six-week ban that will go into effect next month. While we do need to celebrate any small win that comes to us here in Florida and here in the South, we cannot let them do this quietly, and we cannot let the six-week ban go into effect quietly.
She talks about how this is bad news. It's not. It's good news, actually. Good news for the babies of Florida who on May 1st, those who with a detectable heartbeat will now be protected in that state. That's a good thing, which will lead to more than likely abortion clinics closing and children living. That's a great thing. She calls it bad news. It's good news. It's very good news. And so we should be celebrating that, not celebrating abortion and the fact that this ballot measure is on the November election ballot. So, you know, again, the euphemism of right to privacy was in the Florida Constitution. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the so-called right to privacy does not include abortion. We know that now with Roe v. Wade. And so it is with the Florida Constitution. Well, here's the bottom line, though. It could be very short-lived. That is, this six-week, I almost made the mistake that they make. This heartbeat law that will be in effect on May 1st could be short-lived, as it was in Ohio when we had it into effect for 82 days, unless the citizens of Florida vote down this ballot measure in November. Because it's going to be on the ballot. And all these pro-life laws that have been enacted in Florida will be wiped out in one day. And so there you go. That's the pro-aborts of TikTok and some of the lies of the abortion industry. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's your call to action today. And that is on Monday coming up. We are going to be hitting the road as part of our road trip for life. We're going to be going to the state of Missouri. You might ask, well, why Missouri? Well, here's why. Because Missouri is likely going to be facing one of these ballot measures in November, and Missouri's one of the top prizes for the pro-aborts who would love to get a red state again, like Ohio, in their column. So we're going there. We're going to be going to the college campuses there, University of Missouri, St. Louis University. We're going to be hitting the doors, going door knocking as well. So we're working with our partners there at Missouri Right to Life. So be in prayer for our team as we leave on Monday for a week-long road trip for life. And the second thing is, I've mentioned in this program with the pro-aborts of TikTok about the Florida abortion amendment. This is ground zero, friends, for the battle this year on abortion, whether it comes to the presidential election, where the Democrats think that Joe Biden actually has a chance now because the abortion amendment is on the ballot, or just abortion altogether, because Florida is a little bit different than the other states in that it has a 60% plus one vote as the threshold in order to have an abortion or any amendment to the Florida Constitution approved. And so we're hoping we can get a win here. And there hasn't been any polling out of Florida until now. And so I want to address that. If you're looking at us, this is on our in the video, and that is a poll coming out by Ipsos poll, and this kind of comports with what we've seen in the past, and that is the vote was taken today, according to this poll, 57% of Florida voters would vote in favor of the abortion amendment, 36 would oppose it, and 6% are undecided. So this is not necessarily good news, but it is under 60%, which is better than it could have been. Could have been above 60%, then we'd be in real trouble. But this shows, if the poll is accurate, that the pro-abortion people only have to move the electorate 3% plus one vote in order to pass it in Florida. This is similar to the polling that we saw in Ohio. I expect this to stay about the same way up until Election Day. So this has good news and it has some bad news. The bad news is that we're at 36%. We got to increase that number. And there's only 6% undecided. That's not a lot. So a lot of people already made their mind up about this in Florida. We got to reach that 6%. The other interesting part of the poll is this. You see it there in the graph. 34% of Republicans, who's, by again, supposedly the pro-life party, would vote yes on Amendment 3, Amendment 4, or Proposition 4 in Florida. That's troubling, friends. Like I said early in the program, or in other times, the Republican Party is becoming pro-choice. Ostensibly, right now, they are, with the frontrunner of the Republican Party, Donald Trump, really leading the way. Unfortunately, Republicans are voting not in numbers that we would need in order for this thing to be defeated in Florida. So there's a lot of work to be done in the state of Florida, and I will be down there working with the coalition partners to get them door to door, going door to door, phone banking, and helping them with some messaging. Because we coming out of Ohio, we have a lot of lessons learned and a lot of takeaways that we can apply to future battles like Florida. So be in prayer for us and the coalition in Florida and Missouri that we are able to prevail and defeat these abortion amendments. So you can find out more about all of this by going to createdequal.org, or you can follow me on my social media platforms, or go to markharrington.org. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to make a difference for the cause of life, liberty, and justice, go to createdequal.org. To follow Mark, go to markharringtonshow.com. Be sure to tune in next time for your marching orders in the culture war.